next public hearing is conditional use 1696 Tidewater Utilities.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional wastewater treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.11 acres more or less, lying northeast of Camp Arrowhead Road, also referred to as Road 279, within the Bayfront subdivision and being southeast of Marsh Island Avenue, 525 feet west of Rachel Avenue. Again, for the record, on this application, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet, a little bit larger, with a three-ring binder. It was submitted to us earlier this week. It includes a project overview with reference to the conditional use application, the chronology, site plan for wastewater facility, the site plan of regional areas, wastewater treatment facility photographs, exterior and interior, a rapid infiltration basin photographs, and treatment standards. It also includes the planning and zoning approval for Bayfront and excerpts from the meeting minutes. Department of Natural Resources environmental control permits for wastewater facilities, including treatment and disposal, and also collection. A copy of the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessities for Herring Point and Bayfront, which is pending. A copy or a wastewater facility expansion information and correspondence. And again, it is a part of the record. The commissioners have copies of that information. For the benefit of the commission, I am going to pass down copies of aerial photographs of the area surrounding the site. We did receive some suggested conditions and findings of facts from Mr. Schrader on behalf of the applicant. They are part of the record from the County Engineering Department. We received a memo at the end of the day today. Makes reference to the site, the location, the conditional use, and the applicant's references for a wastewater treatment facility. That the system design assumption for the area that this is located in would be 4 EDUs per acre. That the project is within the Inland Bays Regional Planning Area for the Angola Neck area. The question is that the project capable of being annexed into the county-operated sanitary sewer district? The answer would be not at this time. Conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. In additional comments, the engineering department has no objection to the operation of the existing wastewater plant continuing its service to the Bayfront development. However, it is proposed to use the wastewater treatment facility as a regional facility to serve other communities within the proposed Angola Sanitary Sewer District, an example of the Sussex County Central Sewer Service. Sussex County has received requests from property owners in Angola by the Bay, the Woods at Herring Creek, and Bay Ridge Woods to provide Central Sewer Service. Based upon those requests, petitions are being prepared in consideration of a district referendum being held in early 2007. We strongly object to the concept of Tidewater's proposed regional sewer, as it runs counter to Sussex County's own efforts to provide affordable and planned sewer service to the existing residents of the Angola Peninsula. In particular, the engineering department is on a fast track to provide sewer service to the Woods on Herring Creek development, which had a failing on-site system, and that the concept plan will be required, and it's signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And for the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the proposed conditions of approval provided by Mr. Schrader. Also copies of the proposed findings of fact for the same. And the gentleman, I believe that's all I have unless you have questions. Oh, excuse me, I have one more thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
The Sussex Conservation District did provide a memorandum for this application and dated August 14th. We are advised that the site soil types on this site include East Burlumy sand, swamp, and tidal marsh salty. The Eastboro soil has slight limitations. The tidal marsh and swamp lands have severe limitations. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction to maintain vegetation. The Eastboro soils are considered of statewide importance. The swamp and tidal marsh soils are considered hydric. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. In reference to on-site and off-site drainage improvements, they may be required for off-site drainage improvements depending on where on the site the treatment facility is located, and it would be the same for on-site drainage facilities. They also make reference that the applicant should contact the Army Corps of Engineers for any wetland permits that may be required. The soil or the map that they use for aerial base includes the entire site of Bayfront, not just the site for the proposed facility. And that was in an aerial infrared. And also soil map number 37 was utilized, and it shows the entire site again, not just the facility site. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Our answer, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing Tidewater Utilities in this matter relating to wastewater. I have with me this evening people I think that have already been introduced to you at least twice this evening, including Mr. Bruce Patrick, who is probably still a vice president with Tidewater unless he's earned enough time tonight to get a promotion. I have Jerry Esposito, I have Gordon Miller from Applied Water, and I have Joe Reed, who is the owner of the development group that is Herring Point. As you are aware from the summaries that have been given to you by Mr. Lank and from the booklet that we submitted earlier this week, the location of this project is actually in the Bayfront subdivision located on the Camp Arrowhead Road. It consists of 5.11 acres and is currently a wastewater treatment facility that serves approximately 54,000 gallons per day and includes a rapid infiltration basins that could serve as much as 250,000 gallons per day in treated wastewater. If you were to use 300 gallons per day as the equivalent dwelling unit calculation, the rapid infiltration basins could conceivably serve as many as 833 units. What we are proposing tonight for your consideration is a conditional use that would allow Tidewater, through its company, Tessie, to come out of Bayfront and serve the Herring Point subdivision, which is approximately 180 units. We have submitted, as Mr. Lank has pointed out to you, a book that sets forth the various documentary matters that would concern you in your review and thought processing on this particular application. In particular, I would draw your attention to tab 1B, which is a wastewater facility chronology for conditional use number 1696 that begins with the earliest favorable comments from Steve McCabe, formerly of the Sussex County Engineering Department, and the comments that have been received throughout the process up through and including the granting of a CPCN for Herring Point and the pending CPCN for Bayfront project. As you are aware, at the time of the approval of the application of Bayfront, this site was set aside and dedicated for the treatment of wastewater, and that is what we would hope to continue to do. I have asked Mr. Patrick, the Vice President for Matters of Engineering, to present to you a brief summary of those things that would be pertinent to your consideration, including the present use of the site and the wastewater treatment facility, the proposed use how that will affect Herring Point, and of course get into the contractual considerations and regulatory processes that have been followed to get us here today. And if you'll permit me, I'll introduce Mr. Patrick and come back to you in a few minutes.
Right, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Bruce Patrick, Vice President of Tidewater Environmental Services. I'll just give you a brief overview of our proposal. Tidewater Environmental Services is essentially a publicly regulated wastewater utility regulated by a couple different agencies, the Public Service Commission for franchise, for tariff, and for service, and by DENREC for construction permits and certainly permit compliance. We build wastewater treatment facilities and provide utility services to the residents, similar to what we've done for many years on the water side. Essentially, our purpose is to obtain a conditional use approval, which would allow us to use the existing site at Bayfront to serve other nearby communities. Essentially, we have two communities that we're proposing to serve initially, certainly that being Bayfront and the other one being Herring Point. And we do have capacity within the existing basins that I'll talk about a little bit later that have capacity for others, if it's deemed appropriate, up to 250,000 gallons per day. Just a brief chronology, in October of 2004, we received our DENREC construction permit to build the plant at Bayfront. November of 2004 is when the Planning Commission approved the Bayfront development with a community system as part of the plan. June of 2005, we obtained our Sussex County building permit to actually construct the wastewater treatment facility. And for about the past year, from July of 2005 until June of 2006, we've been in the construction mode. So there currently exists today a wastewater treatment plant in the rapid infiltration basins at Bayfront. Just referring to the site plan that I have up on the board, the treatment facility itself is shown here in the gray box. There's physical room for expansion on each side of the treatment facility. The type of plant, and I'll just touch on it real briefly, is an activated sludge process with Kubota membranes. It treats to a very high level. It meets all proposed TMDL and pollution control strategies that will be implemented by DENREC. Treats to 555, essentially 5 milligrams per liter of total nitrogen, BOD, and TSS. The actual basins that are constructed, there's five basins, as you can see on the site plan. One basin is used for a 24-hour period per day with the effluent. Then the basins are rotated. The second day, a second basin will be used. The third day, a third basin. So essentially, there's a four-day rest period between basins that are used. We've done extensive soils work and hydrogeological work in this area. Just to summarize it, the groundwater table is greater than 12 foot below the surface. The permeability rate, the average permeability rate is 2.8 minutes per inch, so it's really good permeability. We've run a complex hydrogeo model where we've actually simulated the loadings to the basins, and that's what's depicted, that the basins can handle about 250,000 gallons per day. The two developments that we're initially proposing to serve, as Mr. Schrader has mentioned, would be around 100,000 gallons per day, so there's a lot of capacity that already exists in those in the existing basins. Just real briefly, I'll
Bruce, could you take this one down so the commissioners can see the others? Thank you.
Essentially, there would be a gravity collection system that's been constructed in Bayfront that would send the wastewater to the plant. Similarly, over at Herring Point, there's a gravity collection system that would go to a pumping station, and we would pump via a force main over to Bayfront. To go over some of the pictures of the existing plant, the disposal basin.
Property line of the folks along Camp Arrowhead Road. And as you can see, based on the pictures of the basins, the basins themselves are surrounded by a tree buffer.
I won't go over each picture in any detail, but you can see the that top right-hand picture is the exterior of the treatment facility. Looks like a maintenance building. Some of the interior pictures, the middle center, in the back is the tankage for the treatment plant. The lower left is the rapid infiltration basins, which would receive the effluent. In the center, lower center, that's actually the five dosing pumps that would pump out to the ribs. And the lower right is just kind of a close-up of one of the basins. I'll just touch again on the expansion capability. The basins are already built to such that they can serve up to 250,000 gallons per day. So there's a fair amount of excess capacity built into those. As you can see on the site plan, plant itself to be expanded, and certainly that would be our plan. Is essentially to put a mirror building right on the one side to serve the Herring Point subdivision. The developments themselves in this area have been approved with Community Systems, Bayfront and Herring Point. Our proposal is, you know, instead of building different community systems, one at Herring Point, one at Bayfront, let's pull them together, use an economically get an economy of scale by pulling them together and use an environmentally friendly treatment technology that will certainly protect the environment. Just in summary, TESI is responsible for all operation and maintenance. We're on call 24/7. Again, just like we have been for years with the waterside. We're regulated through the Public Service Commission for franchise tariff and service, and from Denrec for permit compliance and construction. And we believe that the expansion is simply an expansion of an allowable use, and that plants like this are, I should point out, I guess there's other plants, community systems in the area that have recently been constructed as well. I know there's one at West Bay Park that's partially constructed. There's one over at the Herring Creek subdivision that has been constructed. So that's a brief overview.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Gentlemen, the first application, the application that we're making this evening is, of course, for the expansion in order to take on Herring Point, which would add approximately another 180 dwelling units to the treatment facility, or approximating double the size of the building and treatment facility that is currently present. I would note that currently there is also no other municipal or county governmental type sanitary sewer service available in the area that would be adequate to collect or treat this, although there is adjacent to this particular site, the woods of Herring Creek, which has a fairly infamous history as things go within the sanitary sewer world. Because this is a previously applied for and previously approved, previously existing wastewater treatment plant that serves a public purpose and which can be expanded to serve other subdivisions in the area, thereby creating situations. I made the comment today to somebody that if we're not careful, wastewater treatment plants in every subdivision could become the new cell towers for the 21st century. We don't particularly want every subdivision to have its own wastewater treatment plant by having the one here serve Herring Point from the Bayfront subdivision. You have the economies of one plant, and you don't have sewer plants scattered throughout the countryside. For these reasons, we think that you can find, based upon the proposed findings, facts, and conditions, that this is an appropriate conditional use. And we will be glad to entertain any questions that any of you may have concerning this project.
All right, sir, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions. Mr. Johnson.
Currently, what's the anticipated utilization by the Bayfront of your system?
Sir Patrick will answer that.
Bayfront is 180 homes that build out. There are currently three homes and two models that are connected.
But if we were just dealing with Bayfront, what would be the anticipated capacity of that project?
Bayfront is permitted for 54,000 gallons per day, 180 units at 300 gallons per day per unit.
So about 54,000 gallons, and your system is designed to deal with how many gallons?
The rapid infiltration basins are capable of handling 200 in excess, actually, of 250,000 gallons per day.
Okay.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
You may, I'm just trying to understand. You're going to run a force main from this blacked area all the way over to Herring Point? Is that
the other way?
Actually, it's running the other way from Herring Point back to the treatment facility. One of the truisms of sewer law, Mr. Burton, is that it does run downhill. So,
and that's all been approved, running down Camp Arrowhead Road and all.
Well, as a regulated utility, we're allowed to obtain DLDOT franchise agreements that allow us to run water mains and sewer mains in the road, yes.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith. My questions have been answered. I do have one question either for Mr. Robertson or Mr. Lank regarding the expansion that I'm hearing about. Were this to move forward under some type of conditional approval, how would the expansion of this use under conditional use be handled? Would it be subject of a new public hearing, or would that be?
This is the public hearing for the use. The only thing you'd see later if this is approved would be the site plan process.
And I guess it would depend on how it would come through, if it was approved on site plan, if it was.
If this conditional use were granted for provision of service of wastewater treatment out of Bayfront, then what you're looking for are three things, I think, and that is certification as a CPCN that Tidewater has a certificated area where it can serve, the appropriate DNREC approvals, and a site plan allowing you to review what the treatment facility would be if it needed to be expanded in order to serve the expansion area. That last part's more engineering than legal.
Thank you.
I have another question.
Yes, sir.
Provided the county puts in their sanitary sewer district into this area, what would happen to this treatment plant?
Well, there's a lot of issues that surround that, Mr. Johnson. If the county were to provide sanitary sewer facilities to this particular area and chose to incorporate this plant into its system, depending upon what it chooses to incorporate into the system, it may have to compensate Tidewater for that which it acquires as a part of the system. You're certainly looking at the collection and transmission system for the sanitary waste. You may very well be looking at pump stations. You may be looking at the rights of way. You may be looking at the actual treatment plant itself. I think Mr. Roberts and I have talked about this, not in connection with this particular hearing, but in connection with just the general concept. There are a lot of issues yet to be resolved between the county and private wastewater treatment providers if those events were to take place.
Thank you.
Mr. Blank?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Roberts?
No questions.
All right, sir. We appreciate your presentation. If you'll kindly stand down, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1696 Tidewater Utilities? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1696 Tidewater Utilities? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the balance of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-64 Palisades Land LLC.